I sit in the high-backed leather chair, peering, sipping my cocoa mulatto, as the dust forms a haze travelling all the way up Oxford Street. Leaves died of thirst swirl in mini-cyclones on the pavement, while the city birds all take from the air. In the country I would smell for the grass and say, the storm was not far off and good for the farmers, but in the city I just watch the clouds from high above the towers, and listen to the wind flip over the pages of my tabloid. The pretty waitress with a red ribbon in her hair complains about the heat but can't stay out of the kitchen, slender so she can slip between the two close chairs, smiles as my empty cup vanishes from sight. 20 miles away, 50,000 youths in southern crossed clothes would welcome rain's relief in the moshing crowds, but a travelling man must avoid such trouble, as who brings raincoat to Sydney in a heatwave. Grit from my eyes, I relax inside, air-conditioned to fight the humidity. Warmly lazy, I search for sport, and wait for the summer storm to break.